Satisfy your little monster with McCain Quick Chips. Microwave ready in 3 minutes.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Live from our granny flat.
My granny flat.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Oh, afternoon, Australia. It is so good to see you, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, no. What do you want? Why are you sucking up like that?
I'm just happy. It's a Monday. We've got 5 days ahead together. Good to see
it.
You as well, Tommy Little.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Do you need money?
Well, actually, yeah, I do, but we'll talk about that off air.
Are you jealous that Ollie made Tommy a toasted sandwich and didn't make you one?
I love toasted sandwiches. I love food in general and food that I don't have to make, so yes.
What's wrong with you though, mate?
What's happened?
I feel like we're dealing with a Buzz impersonator, but he's not quite got it right.
I mean, I've only said like 5 words. How could I have stuffed that up so early?
You're just too chipper. You're never that happy.
I love Mondays.
Wait, I've never heard that high-pitched noise come out of your mouth.
Are you on drugs?
Once again, we'll chat about this off air.
What's going
on?
I don't know.
I'm just happy.
Anyway,
I'm full of life. It's, as I said,
okay,
it's a good day.
Shush now.
And just like that, you've ruined it.
Hey, Bickers, what's going up?
That just reminded me of when you're out, one of your friends gets really chatty after a couple of wines, and then you turn to another girlfriend like, can you just get me away from it?
Get me the pineapples. I know that's your safe word. I'm calling you out. Good.
What have we got coming up today?
Let old talkie chaps go over there.
Well, you'll see why I'm excited, because $1,000 cash could be going to someone out there with Mad Mum Monday. You've got to register, though, at carryandtommy.com.au. You have an hour, because that is coming up just after 4 o'clock. It's all to celebrate the new show, Bad Mothers, 5 Women, 5 Mothers, 1 Murder, Australia's biggest new drama, Bad Mothers, tonight, 9 p.m. on Channel 9.
Good one,
Buzz. There we go. The weekend, Daft Punk, let's kick it off with I Feel It Coming. It is Carrie and Tommy across Australia.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
That is The Weekend with Carrie and Tommy right across Australia.
Why didn't you say, firstly, come on, mate, you've got to split the difference. You've gone a bit too low.
All right, maybe next break I'll have it worked out.
Okay, now why did you only say The Weekend there, not the name of the song?
Because you were laughing as I said it last time. I'm not sure why.
Well, I feel like, and we can replay for the people of Australia, because you can hear my laugh after you say it, but I feel like you leant too hard into one of the words.
Oh,
I feel
God.
Like you really emphasised one of the words a bit too much,
all right,
and it felt like there was a double entendre. Play it for them and they can judge.
All right. The Weekend, Daft Punk, let's kick it off with I Feel It Coming. It is Carrie and Tommy across Australia. I mean, how else do you say that, though, without sounding like that?
You say exactly the way you said it. I think Tommy's just got his head in the gutter.
No, you say, well...
How would you say it?
I'd say, I feel... I can't say it. You'd say, I feel...
Kurt is a hard sound.
Can we take calls on this? 13, 10, 60.
Can you say it without it sounding harsh?
Yeah. I can't even confuse
you
that.
I feel it coming. That's not harsh.
That was so weird.
Okay, and that was The Weekend, I Feel It Coming.
That was good.
Yeah, that's good.
That was good. 131060, give us a call. Yeah.
You say it now.
That was The Weekend, I Feel It Coming.
You're doing too much on the...
I can't even... That was The Weekend, I Feel It Coming.
That's better.
Is that better?
Swallow it.
What is happening?
Carrie's done herself a mischief. She's accidentally. Oh come on, mate, spit it out.
I was gonna say swallow the sea. Because if you emphasize it, it's too
It is hard. Buzz, can you have another go and try with less emphasis?
The Weekend, I Feel It Coming.
Yeah, that was good. That was better. See, play the original one that you said.
The Weekend, Daft Punk, let's kick it off with I Feel It Coming. It is Carrie and Tommy across Australia.
Now that I hear it again, it was pretty...
Not
has
great.
Lisa got any thoughts on the issue?
Yeah.
Lisa?
She's still talking to either Belle or...
Come on.
I mean, can we...
It can't be that
Can we get Lisa
hard.
Across?
It's a pretty easy one to explain.
Now, Lisa's gone. This has been great.
Anyway, the phones haven't gone off,
okay.
So how about we move on, shall we?
Yeah.
I think we just used up our break time.
I know. Let's go into a song. We'll come back.
What's this song?
Can you play The Weekend, I Feel It Coming?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Tommy Little has been doing something in his life that is so, so insane. We'll find out exactly what that was very soon.
I don't even believe it. I don't believe it.
I just don't know why everybody is shocked about it. But anyway, Ryan, welcome to the show.
He's still talking to producers.
Are you actually joking?
Oh, no.
What is going
Mate,
on?
Do the producers know
that the point of a radio show is to have the people on the air?
Caitlin, what's like, going on?
If they're lonely and want to chat to people,
sorry,
they can
guys,
do that
he just dropped
hours.
Out.
He dropped out.
Yeah, he just dropped out literally as we went to air. His phone must have just gone under a tunnel or something.
God, welcome to the Carrie and Tommy show.
Hey, well, no,
there was chewed there.
No, but now that he's gone, Caitlin, can you attempt to say The Weeknd and the name of the song without it sounding weird, please?
The Weeknd singing I Feel It Coming.
That wasn't bad.
Hey, can we discuss something else?
Mm.
Why won't my son wear tracksuit pants?
What do you mean he won't wear?
Won't wear tracksuit
pants. Just refuses?
Will not. So
is this a new thing?
No, I reckon I noticed it as of about 3 years ago that he only wears shorts in winter. It can be minus degrees and he will not put pants on. And now he'll put pants, but he won't put tracksuit pants on.
So I was just about to say to you before that sentence, as a kid, I would never wear pants full stop.
Why?
I don't know. I just only wore shorts.
I
wore shorts and t-shirts. I hated jumpers and I hated pants. And so I would just, in the middle of winter, be wearing shorts and t-shirts. And I just didn't get cold.
The school was concerned because they went to the Werribee sewage plant as a expedition.
It was a sewage plant.
As a, what's the
excursion?
Word?
Excursion.
Thank you.
Expedition.
No, an expedition. They were foraging through the borries looking for gold.
And then he almost froze.
Keep digging,
he came back and he was still blue when he went to bed that night. I was like, mate, you have to start wearing warm pants. So what I thought, nothing better than a pair of new trackies. See, I'm obsessed with wearing tracksuit pants.
Yep.
If I could wear them to work, I wear them sometimes under the desk at the project.
Yep.
A fleece pair of tracksuit pants is like the perfect attire for me.
Okay.
So I bought him brand new ones, really fluffy ones.
Yep.
Took one look at them. He actually pulled them up and he said, I'll never wear these, so you might want to return them and save your money.
Oh, brutal.
I don't understand.
So I've got a plan.
Okay.
We're going to have to double pant him and trick him.
Double pant him?
Yes, here's what we're going to do.
Like your double bags, something.
He doesn't know the joy of tracksuit pants because he won't even put them on, right? So what we've got to do is we've got to trick him. We've got to put a pair of tracksuit pants inside another pair of pants that he'll wear. So when he puts them on, he thinks he's putting on normal pants.
Right.
Little does he know
he's actually putting
on tracksuit pants.
Right.
And then when he goes, ha, these feel amazing.
Yeah.
That's when you rip off the outer layer of pants
like
and go, you idiot, you've been wearing tracksuit pants the whole time. But please don't do it in public in case you pull off both pairs of pants.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I don't understand why there's an issue with what we're about to talk about.
Because it seems like the effort involved in doing what you're doing is just not worth it for someone like you.
So,
I can't even see it's feasible.
So I revealed to Carrie earlier today that because I've been away for a week, I've come back and my car, because I've been away for a week, my tire is completely flat. And when you said, what?
I've got a slow
leaking tire, and so every like two days I have to put air in my tire.
But
then you lost your mind.
No. What I lost my mind about is for how many years have you been every 2 or 3 days topping up your slow leaking tire?
Yeah, it's been like over a year.
First of all, how do you have that time in your day?
It's just when you go to get petrol.
But I don't even go to get petrol every few days.
Yeah, but I have to because I've got a slow leaking tire.
Exactly. In fact, getting petrol is the thing I probably hate doing most in my life.
No, imagine if you have to buy up your tire as well.
It would kill me. So why don't you just change your tire?
Because I don't have time to do that.
Is it too late to get out of this conversation?
Like my first house that I lived in, the bathroom was at the back. The light didn't work and there was no fan. And so when I would have to get up to do breakfast radio, it would be like 4 a.m. in winter, and I would have to shower with the door open because it would fill up with steam otherwise and in the dark. And I did that for over a year.
Actually, our office light has been out for 3.5 years
now. Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Mate, that same place, later on when we finally did get the light fixed, the back door stopped working, the lock, like it locked shut. And so for the last 2 years we were at the house, if you wanted to go outside, you had to climb out the window. And I did that for...
And that's so much more effort than one day getting it fixed.
Yeah, but I'm happy just popping along with it.
It's
broken.
Like daylight saving, right? The clock in my car, don't ever change it. Six months of the year, it's out. All that would involve me is pressing the little button a few times.
Yeah.
Oh, can't be bothered. That's why
that's why some states don't do it.
Is that it?
Yeah, because they're like, we'd have to change. No, thanks. Give us a call, 131060. How long did you leave it broken?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I've got a car tyre that's got a slow leak, so every 2 days I have to go and put a bit of air in it.
Ridiculous. For a year, rather than just changing your tyre, you've been pumping it up every two days.
How much does a tyre cost?
It's not. That's not what you said
was
the issue.
How much does a tyre cost?
A couple of $100.
Guess how much air is. Who's the idiot now? It's,
how much is your time worth, though, mate? How much do you charge by the minute?
To pump up my own tyre? I charge myself nothing. Let's go to Beck. Beck from Hobart. What was it, firstly?
First of all, it's my back door.
Okay.
My real back door, like the one in my house.
I'm like, all right, it's an IBS issue.
Oh, my goodness.
Safe space. How long's your back door been broken?
Oh, my God, how do I even answer this now? Okay, so my back door was broken by my bulldog.
How do people get in there?
It's been broken for 2 years. Oh, my God.
So what happens when... How do people get in?
Oh, my God, they have to cut the rope.
What?
It's tied. Sorry, okay, so I'll calm down. So my back door, we've been renovating. And my bulldog, I have a bulldog, and he jumped up on my back door and he broke the clip. And, you know... Stop it. And so we're still renovating the kitchen, so we haven't fixed the back door. And so currently the back door is tied closed with a piece of rope from the door handle to my cupboard door. And that's how we closed it overnight.
Beck, you can't be operating with a dodgy back door. We got to fix your broken back door.
Please,
can you fix it?
Oh my God.
Can we fix it? Yes,
please.
We can. I'm being told that we can fix it. We're going to fix your back door for you, Beck.
Oh, thank you.
Even if we can't fix it, we'll give it a good see and two. Let's go to
Trace.
How's your back door?
Hey, Trace, hello. How long did you leave it broken for?
It's just been about 12 months or so now.
What's broken?
My engagement ring. The diamond fell out.
So you've been wearing it without...
Yes, well, I can't... I just don't want to take it off. It doesn't feel right to take it off.
Okay, so you wear it without the diamond.
Hang on. I'm just going to look to our producer, Sonda. Can we afford to get Trace a new diamond?
Wouldn't have thought so.
No, sorry, Trace. We're going to go to the next caller. Let's go to Bo. Bo, firstly, what was it? What is it that's broken?
Oh, it's the fifth gear in my car.
Oh, you got a manual?
Yeah.
You can only go to fourth. How fast can you go in fourth?
You can go about 120 in the freeway when you have to.
Oh, well, then you're right. When do you ever need a fifth gear?
But, yeah, they used to rev the tits off it, and it's going about four and a half revolutions.
Rev your tits off it. Do you know, for a 35-year-old man, which is what I've been told here you are, that's not an expression you hear often. I used to rev the tits off.
I think it's one of those expressions that when a caller says, we're not meant to repeat it, that many times, like you've just done.
But I also think it's a mixing of two, like it's off your tits and like rev your tits off it. Is that a phrase?
If we say tits enough, do we get a prize?
Can we pay for some new tits?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Mad Mum Mondays. Five women, five mothers. One murder. Australia's biggest new drama. Bad Mothers tonight at 9 on Channel 9.
I knew I was mad. I've always known I was a mad mum, but I've discovered something.
Even before you were a mum.
That's made me realise there is a collective time of night and set of circumstances that send mothers mad.
What have you done?
I feel like it's post 11 p.m.
Okay. Party and, time.
Yep. Party time. Mm. But not for mum.
No, party time for the boys.
Party time for dad. I've discovered something that I often do is happening all around the country.
What?
So Chris will go out, right? Yep. Cool. Off, head off, enjoy your boys' night, whatever you have to do, drinks at the pub, whatever.
Yeah, and you know how to have fun as well.
I do.
Because
I love
you know
a party.
How to have a shower with a visor on and a shower cap. So it's not like he's having all the fun.
There's something that happens to me when he goes out where I conjure up the most creative series of events that's happening to him when he is out that usually leads me to think that he's died.
Wow.
So how it starts is at 11 p.m. I normally go, hey, babe, and then I get nothing in response. Why? He's having a good time.
Oh, you think something has okay.
Midnight.
Yeah.
Hello.
Or if he hasn't written back.
No response because he's having a good time like he should.
Yeah.
And the messages get progressively more stressed as the hours go on. And then in my head I've decided that he's been run over by a car and killed drunk.
And so how long does that take?
Very quick. It's quite a quick progression.
So if he doesn't write back within an hour and a half, he's gone from alive and at the pub to dead or abducted by aliens.
Abducted. So my girlfriend was telling me that her husband went on a boys' trip to New Zealand, left 4 o'clock in the afternoon, flight landed about 7:30. He texted her and said, you know, I'm heading out on a... Yep. He even said to her, my battery's low and I'm heading out with the boys. Then midnight she started texting him and then he didn't respond, for hours didn't respond. Yep. By 5 a.m., she called the local police station and said, my husband's been killed. And they said, how do you know? And she said, because he's not returning my phone calls. And they said, is it ringing out? She goes, no. And they said, is there a chance his phone's flat? And she said, it can't be. He did pre-warn her his phone was low on battery.
Whoa.
Son, you said the same thing. You said, in fact, the words were, I learnt something the other day from watching maths about myself, about this issue.
So have you guys been watching? There's a chick called Heidi who goes on and on and on and on during a fight. And even though I often side with her and think she's right, I've realised that I'm that punishing woman who goes on and on and on during a fight. And it's always about the same thing. It's about Adrian not letting me know when he's coming home. So essentially, just text me so I know that you're alive. Yep. That's all.
And what happens in your head when he doesn't respond to you? What's happened to him?
He's dead.
Yeah, see?
Can I
of course.
Can I offer
no.
No, wouldn't have thought so.
Please.
Have you had a conversation where the man has agreed, your respective man in this, that has agreed that has said, I will message you.
No, a couple of times. Because you said to me that
so one of my girlfriends,
I realised as I spoke that you may not have wanted that on air.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
One of my girlfriends had a, it sounds like now I've got many. No, one of my girlfriends really hates it when I'm hooking up with my other girlfriends. No, one of my exes, we had a thing where we would message each other good night every night. But the issue I had was if I didn't do it, she'd crack it. But the issue I had is I never agreed to do it. So she said, let's message each other every night.
Yeah.
And I said, sometimes I'm traveling and I'm not going to remember to do that. And she said, no, we're messaging each other.
So what would happen if you didn't get back to her?
She'd think I was dead. Yeah. But the thing that annoyed me is like, I've said that I occasionally won't do this and I'm sorry.
Yeah. But the problem is at night, the worst happens in your
head. Yeah, but what I'm asking is, has Chris agreed to this deal that
when he goes out, I often say to him, make sure you text me.
Does he say yes?
It's not like an agreement where we've signed. He said yes, but then, of course, you have a few drinks and you're like, one in your head, you're like, oh, she'll be right because he knows he's not dead.
Yeah.
And second of all, because he probably just forgets.
Yeah.
Anyway, 13, 10, 60. Are you mad as well?
Do you think your partner's dead?
Have you not heard from your partner in a few hours? No, are you like us? Is there other mad mums out there that go insane at 2 a.m.?
So what are we going to have? Just a whole bunch of people calling going, yeah, I'm the same.
Well, have you got a better idea?
Yeah. Do you think your partner's dead? Give us
a call. 13, 10, 6, so you are doing Mad Mum Monday. Now is your chance to vent. We'll give you $1,000. Or we'll give someone $1,000.
Buzz has just made it. Now's your chance to vent.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Mad Mum Mondays.
So I've worked out that mums go mad post 11 p.m. when their partner's out.
Yeah.
They think if they don't hear from their partner within the first half an hour after 11 p.m., they're dead.
they're dead.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's, you can go from zero to dead very quickly.
So, men of Australia, be aware that if you don't write back to a message, apparently you are dead.
So just set a timer. That's what I don't understand. Set an hour timer that goes bing, 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 bing.
But if you know you're saying how unreasonable that your thoughts are.
Yeah.
So stop them.
No, you can't control your thoughts at that time of the night.
Don't message him.
No, but what do you mean don't message him?
Because you message him and you're like, hello, and you know he's just at the pub.
But if I don't message him, I won't know if he's dead or not.
How many times does he have to not be dead before you think maybe he's not dead?
Maybe that could be the time that then he's dead, that time.
That's when you're most often dead when you least expect it.
Sam, are you as crazy as I am?
I'm probably more crazy, and I don't know if I really want to admit that, but my partner went on a fishing trip. And he said he will have no reception. Now I still became like a serial texter. I'm alive. Where are you? Are you safe?
When
he got home,
call...
he had 97 messages. And
no. Is this man still with you?
Yes, but now he doesn't want to go on any more fishing trips.
Kind of takes the joy out of it, doesn't it?
If that was me, it'd make me want to go on heaps more fishing trips.
Thanks, Sam. Amber, how mad do you go in the middle of the night?
Oh, my gosh, my partner is not allowed to go out for afterwards drinks.
What?
We have four kids at home, and every time he goes out with his mates, the phone goes on silent.
Oh, he puts it on silent?
Yeah, well, I think he just is deaf to my call.
Oh, I mean, he does have four kids. He wants time out, Amber.
If I'm not allowed time out, he's not allowed time out.
Here's the thing, though. Would you be allowed it, but you just don't take it?
Most probably.
Exactly.
But I have a seven-month-old. I can't take time off.
I know. Years away from time off.
Where do you draw the line from thinking he... might be a ring.
What?
Where do you draw the line? If he's going out and putting his phone on silent.
Mate, she doesn't mean he's putting it on silent. She just means he goes silent.
That's what she said.
Yeah, no, but then I said, does he turn on silent? She goes, no, I just mean he avoids my calls.
Oh, okay. But when do you start getting sus?
Okay, Amber's got a seven-month-old kid, four kids. She doesn't need to hear your jibber-jabber about
I didn't mean in her instance. I meant generally.
Too late, mate. Taylor, what do you do?
Hello.
Thanks for getting me out of the hole, Taylor.
Taylor.
Yes.
Taylor, do you go cray-cray at night?
Oh, I do. I follow the car on the map all the way home to make sure that the car's constantly moving.
It's really bad, isn't it? On the map? What do you mean? Is your husband an Uber driver?
You can follow it through SMSs. You just click on location.
Find my
phone.
Yeah.
Can you follow it? You click on SMSs.
We need an app that's attached to husband's heart rates, and it's just called I'm Not Dead. And so you can look at the app, and when he's not writing back, you just go, oh, great, he's not dead.
You know what you have for babies? You put a monitor under their bed so it monitors they're... Yes.
Tell you what, that monitor would tell you if they're cheating.
Who's getting the...
I'm going to give it to Amber because I feel bad.
Yeah, you should.
Amber, congratulations, you've just won yourself $1,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Cool. Yep.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Husey.
What's happening, legends?
How's your Lime scooter going?
Oh, look, yeah, so I was riding a Lime scooter around the streets of Adelaide and, you know, can't a man ride a Lime scooter without people mocking him? So
they can. You know what I'm more interested in, that you didn't get an injury from it, because Tommy was saying to us last week that apparently injuries are rife.
People are breaking bones over their Hughes.
I think it's natural selection, and I believe the police should stay breathalysing people in Adelaide. They're losing their car licences. But, I mean, if you die in a Lime scooter, well, it's your own fault, isn't it? You're not going to kill anyone else,
Absolutely.
Are you?
And I also thought those things are to encourage people not to drive, so you should be allowed to do them drunk.
Absolutely.
Well, do you think you should be able to do them drunk?
Yeah.
I agree, 100%.
I reckon they go too fast for that.
You know what? They only get 15k an hour in Adelaide. In Brisbane,
I thought they went 30.
In Brisbane, they go 25k an hour. Mm, so, and I'm in Brisbane this weekend, and I can't wait
to
get
you
on.
Go.
It. Yeah, I'm going to smash it out. Absolutely.
That photo of you did go viral on one of Adelaide's notorious Instagram pages, Shoot Adelaide.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's great. It's a great page. But you see, they did post a photo of you after that, offering your right of reply. Did you see that?
Yeah, which was me offering the bird to the camera. Is that right? You know what? That photo was taken. Someone said, that photo I took, that one, a guy said, can I get a selfie with you, Hughesy? I said, sure, mate. He said, can you put your finger up to the camera? Yeah. And I said, sure. And I kid you not, I said, why am I doing this? He said, I'm sending it to my brother. He hates you.
Hey, speaking of right of replies, I was listening to Weekend Greki over the weekend with Dylan, Tanya and Angus, and I heard something that shocked me, Mr. Dave Hughes. I've known you a long time. They were discussing people that use the disabled toilet when they do not have a disability, and this is what Dylan said.
That's who he does. Dave Hughes. Send him hate mail, everyone. Dave Hughes.
Yeah, in this radio studio, yeah.
Does he really?
He does.
Yeah, Dave Hughes.
Look.
Have you been receiving hate mail over the weekend?
No, I haven't, but which is good. But also, I asked Dylan. He's got to text me when he's turning up to the studio. So when he turns up, I definitely won't use it.
So he has to do the heavy lifting so to avoid you using the toilet.
And can I say, he wasn't in today, so I did try to use today, and the light is broken in the disabled toilet. So at least I'm in there checking the light, and so it needs to be fixed, so I could not use it today.
Did you, but you've just said that it's broken. Did you get someone to fix it?
No, I didn't, because there's no one. There's no one around. No, yeah.
What do you mean there's no one around?
Well, it's a public holiday where we are. So there's literally no one around. But, disappointing. But, I mean.
You can change a light bulb.
I can't change a downlight, mate. Do you know how to change a downlight?
Oh, as if Tommy knows how to change a downlight.
Yeah, I can.
Can
do you know
really?
Tommy no. pumps up his tyre every few days because it's got a slow leak. He's had it for a year and he doesn't want to change the tyre.
Is that on his car?
Yeah.
Look, on my bike, to pump up my tyres, I go to the bike shop, pump up my tyres on my bike. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's really difficult these days. They've changed the little attachment thing. It's not easy. Absolutely.
Have they?
Yeah, I reckon.
So all your old, you reckon?
Yeah, no, they have.
It's very different to that.
Is that
have.
What the bike repair
there's,
man told
there's
you?
There's new technology on bike tyre little things. Some of them are different to others. Yeah, so it's complicated.
Oh, is this where how they kind of corner the market? So when you buy one product, you need to buy everything Apple.
Like iPhone.
Yeah. So you need to buy everything Apple. So if you buy I can't even think of a bike brand, a Mongoose, you need to buy a Mongoose pump as well?
I think so, absolutely. I do have a new iPhone as well, actually. If you got the big ones, they're too big. It's I've got a bloody TV in my pocket, honestly. Do you find them too big if you're on a new one, Carrie, or where are you at?
No. In fact,
you've got a big one. I can see a big one.
That's not new, though. I've had it for two years.
But it's a big one.
Is it
big? What a big one is?
Yeah. A big one is a big one that's big.
Talking about iPhones, if you just joined us.
I can fit it in my pocket fine, though. How small are your pockets, mate?
All right, we are out of here. Hughesy and Kate, they're in next to drive you home. A great afternoon, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Satisfy your little monster with McCain Quick Chips. Microwave ready in 3 minutes.